Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on using the voice to heal yourself. A lot of what we're going to be doing is really talking about all the different sounds you can make with the voice and what it does when you actually use it on the body. So our intention, as we have with always every show, is that you may be able to heal every single thing you ever come up with, or anybody comes up with your own voice. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh my God. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. First, we've got our next semester coming up, January 22nd. We've got the Sound Healing Certificate Program at the Institute. And it's 3.5 months. It's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And if you pay in full by November 15th, you can get like still $400 off. And it's an incredible program. We've got a dozen instructors. We've got information on how sound healing works at all different levels of frequency, timbre, musical intervals, music, and intention, and from a wide range of different instructors. And we go through a lot of voice work, also crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got a full range of instruments you get to play with at the Institute as well. And so it's profound what happens here. So that's starting January 22nd and Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And then we have the same program online, and it's starting November 13th. It starts about every 2 weeks online. It works really well online. We do voice healing. We do chants, toning, mantras, full range of work on each other. And then you get to practice on your friends and family as well. It's a really effective class. And if you can't make it, we also do have our summer intensive every year. And it's like the first week of June and then the first week of August as well. If you want to come out and just go nonstop 10 to 9:30 every day. So you can do the certificate program that way as well. So the certificate program for sound healing goes right into the associate degree if you want to continue. And that's another 3 semesters. And we have that the full associate degree online and at the Institute. We also have starting this Wednesday our audio recording course. We've got a recording arts and technology program, certificate program that goes into recording, mixing, producing, and a lot of really interesting ways to make your music or record music in a sound healing way. Even if you're doing any style of music, there's a lot of different tricks and techniques that we can help you incorporate, not to mention just how to run the equipment. And so that's starting this Wednesday. This goes for 22 weeks. It's a full certificate program, and it's really effective. You can hear what we're mixing on the computer live, and you can see our screen in Zoom, and it works really well, actually. And then we have that same program starting at the Institute January 23rd, and that's 3.5 months, and it's a couple of nights and or a couple afternoons and a evening as well. And same thing, you learn how to record, mix, produce. And there's also, in both the classes, there's a music theory component as well. So you learn about music theory and keyboards as well. So if you pay in full for that, you can also save some money if you pay by November 15th. We also have some events coming up on December 16th. We've got our next open house, and it's 1 to 6, and it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's incredible. We get people really high, do a lot of meditations, a lot of information, put people on sound tables, play with tuning forks, and you can play with all the stuff in our store. And then we've got another event coming up on, let's see, it's coming up November 16th, and it's a concert, healing voice experience with Gabriel Gold, who's one of our graduates from a long time ago. Gabriel's amazing. It's an introduction to using the voice for healing, a heart-opening group chant and meditative vocalization, and we'll conclude with a 30-minute sound journey meditation to receive peace and guidance in your lives, facilitated by Gold's prayerful vocalizations, crystal singing bowls, and handpan. Friday, November 16th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., $25 in advance, $30 at the door. You'll be blown away by Gabriel's heart-opening voice. It's really quite amazing. So that's November 16th at the Institute. You can get tickets. I'll have it posted by tomorrow on our website, or you can find tickets at Eventbrite. And then we've got also our Sound Therapy Center. We have a lot of treatments we can do online, actually. We can find what frequencies are missing by doing voice analysis and give you a CD in that key, which is really good if you have any chronic issues. But also really helpful is to find your home note. So it's a matter of finding what's right, where we bring you to we find what note is the most peaceful for you. It's really finding your rhythm, your metabolism, how fast your metabolism is based on your heart rate and your brainwave rate. And then we give you a CD to bring you back to you, to bring you back to your natural rhythm, where your whole system flourishes, where health ensues, and it's a portal to other dimensions as well. We also do chakra treatments. We do voice healing. We do massage on the sound table, although we're looking for another massage practitioner now. If you happen to be a massage practitioner, we could use someone, especially if you can do some sound healing. So we do the different treatments, not only online, but at the Institute. And then we also have the Sound Healing Store, where we have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the main book in the field. And also I've got over 60 CDs that are really relaxing, CDs for sleep, for depression. We also have CDs that you can put on the body. You don't actually listen to them, for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and all parts of the body. They're really effective. You just place the headphones right on the body. We also have the bass pod and the sound belt that you can wrap on any part of the body and play those frequencies as well. They're really effective. You can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. We got three parts. We got the store, we have the therapy center, and then we have the actual school. Actually, there's four parts. There's the Sound Healing Research Foundation as well, where we have a huge amount of research posted from the field, and also it's a place you can find practitioners as well. And so those are the things happening at the Institute and online. So the key with the voice is to free your voice first, so you're comfortable making any sound. Because there's like this really rampant problem in our society, and that is people think they can't sing, right? We have a really strict rule around here at the Institute and right here in this moment and in this show. And that strict rule is that you can never, ever make a wrong sound. You can never make a sound that's out of pitch or wrong in any way. It's always perfect. And that takes all of the fear out of making, about doing sound. You know, as babies, we have it down. We make all types of sounds. And we do healing on ourselves. We release stuck emotions. It's like we have it down. And then around one or two, they say, shh. And you get in school, and it's like, no more sound. And we lose our ability to make all types of sounds that could heal us. It's really, we've got the most profoundly cheap, profoundly effective, and extremely inexpensive tool right here in our mouth. It's really effective. The key is to learn what different sounds do and how to use them, how to make them. There's really two main types of sounds you can make if you want to simplify it to the extreme. And that is, you can make sounds that are calming and you can make sounds that are activating. Calming are generally very warm sounds like ooh, ooh, or activating sounds that are really good for breaking up stuck energy. Warning, I'm going to get a little intense. Warning. Ah! Kitty just went running. Good for clearing traffic as well. Those annoying sounds are like the car horn. They're perfect for clearing traffic, right? So, or clearing blockages, you can put it that way. Whether it's blockages in traffic or blockages in the body, they're really good for breaking things up. So you can first look at the sounds that are very warm or very activating. But actually, let's do this. Let's do, to really open up your voice, let's do a little call and response. This will be interesting. Have call and response where I don't hear you, but we'll do it. It's a good way to do it. One of the best things to start with is gibberish. So I'm going to do gibberish, and then you can respond with gibberish. Okay? Blah, 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 blah. Very good. Okay, let me do a little bit more and you can respond. Cool. You know, there is no other instrument in the universe that can come close to what we just did. We just did 20 at least 20 different parameters, 20 different changes. Most instruments can only do 3 or 4 changes. They can do frequency or pitch up and down. They can do volume. And they can do a little bit of timbre change. But they can't do 20. I mean, the voice can do like hundreds of different sounds and do it just like this. But I can do what? Right? There is no instrument that can come close to doing anything like that. Anything close to that much variation, right? It's really the most profound instrument there is. It's really amazing. So another thing that's really interesting to do is, let's do gibberish, but we'll call it light language. So I'm going to send light through the gibberish, and then you can send it back. Okay, your turn. Okay, now we'll take it to the next level. I'm going to send love with the gibberish, and you send it back. Okay, your turn. It's cool to get this energetically. Now try this. Let's do really warm sounds on the back of your hand. So So make a really warm sound like ooh. The vowel that is the warmest is ooh. So do an ooh on the back of your hand and feel how it feels. Ooh. Okay. Now let's do the most activating vowel, which is E. So do a intense E on the back of your hand. E. Notice that there's not as much physical vibration with the E. You get way more vibration with the ooh, right? But the E is really good for breaking up stuck energy and really moving any blockages, not only physically, but if you're working on anything emotionally. It's also cool and fun and effective to go through all the vowels with a vowel sweep. So I'm going to go ooh, oh, ah, eh, e. Okay? You can do it with me if you like. Do it backwards now on the back of your hand. Now, with the voice, one of the most basic things you can do is high notes and low notes, right? Different frequencies or different pitches. Right? The other thing you can do, that's a whole different category, is different timbres. Those are different tonalities. Every vowel is a different timbre. Ooh, oh, ah, eh. It's got a different harmonic structure to it. Every sound you make is a different timbre. Every sound, every instrument is a different timbre. So there's some people that say that the timbre of your voice when working on organs in the body is as important as the frequency that you do. So maybe the liver needs more of a E sound, whereas the heart's going to want more of a ooh sound. That feels right, actually, because the heart's warmer. The liver is about really breaking up toxins, really, really clearing out toxins, right? So I would think ooh would be really good. Now, if you on the heart versus the liver, which would be like more activating, right? Now, as far as the frequency, you can also do a frequency sweep up and down and intuitively tune in as to which note feels the best for each part of the body. So for my heart, I would go, I'm going to try and get right on the note. I really feel that in my heart. Let's see if I can find the liver here. That's what I get. It's really interesting to play with this because you can get very good very quickly. And the cool thing is, even if you don't get the sound right, you're still sending a consistent, stable sound, and as opposed to a chaotic sound. And that will actually harmonize and be effective. If you get the actual note right and the timbre right, then you get it just doubles and triples the effectiveness. But it's still effective no matter what. As long as you're doing a positive intention, it's always going to be effective. And you're doing something. If you're doing like, that might be good for breaking up, but that's not so good for harmonizing. The body doesn't necessarily do that type of sound. The body does. When it's healthy, every part of the body is basically doing a vowel, which is really interesting to think about. Every part of the body, including the cells, are doing vowels. I call it consistent tones, but it's the same as a vowel. It's interesting. It's just a certain tonality or timbre that it's vibrating in. And when it starts breaking down, it starts buzzing, which is the stress, right? Okay. So Those are a couple of the sounds we can do is the vowels, but you can also do consonants. They can be really good for breaking up stuck energy. You could do like ta, da, pa. You can do them really intensely. Ka, ga, da, pa. You can also do them with rhythms. Ba, 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 ba. Really cool. Or you can do them softly. Ta, da. Try that on the back of your hand. Ta, da, pa, pa. Pa is really intense because it comes with a lot of wind. The P sounds are really explosive. Pa, pa, ka. Okay? So they can be good for breaking up stuck energy. Again, high pitches can be really good for the higher chakras and really harmonizing, or they can be really intense for breaking up like emotional congestion. But the low pitches are really good for bones, although you have to do them on bones for a long time. That's why I like to use the actual frequencies from our CDs for bones, because you can let it play for 3 hours, right? But it's really good. The low frequencies are good for muscles and especially good for digestion. So it's really good to use them physically, because when you do the low pitches, low frequencies, you actually get way more vibration. So do a really low note on the back of your hand. Those are really effective, because now you're getting more of the physical vibration. You do get the physical vibration in the body with the high. You just don't feel it as much, right? Muscles, yeah, muscles. Also nerves as well. And even the endocrine glands are really receptive to those low frequencies. Okay? Whistles are really effective. You could do a whistle and go right to a specific organ. Here, I'll go right to my adrenals. If you can whistle, because they're more specific or pure tones, right? Whistles. So they go to very specific parts of the body. Then there's white noise. White noise is really good, first of all, for breaking up emotions that are repeating. Because white noise is a very chaotic, it's not a specific frequency. So it's really good for breaking up other frequencies. So if you've got PTSD or you've got an emotion where you're it's repeating, it's like, why did they do that to me? Why did they do that? Can't believe they did that to me. Can't believe they did that, right? White noise is really good. And the cool thing is nature's totally got the white noise down. The ocean and rivers and streams and waterfalls and the wind, but it's really good to do it, the voice. You can do the S sounds, shh, 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 or the H sounds, or the more gravelly sound. Or you can do them really sharply, shh, shh, shh. Really good for breaking up stuck energy. I like to blow away issues with the white noise. Even just the breath is really cool. Right? Then there's overtone singing. I like to use overtone singing on different chakras. So especially the higher chakras, because I always think of the higher chakras as a much higher frequency, and the voice doesn't easily go up there. So the overtones from the overtone singing go up there quite well. So if I'm working on a higher chakra, I might do, or like the third eye and the crown, or even the heart, throat, third eye and crown, it'd be like this. My kitty wants to cuddle. He's here on my lap now. Those Those are very cool for accessing higher dimensions and also accessing a field that is mathematically tied into the distance between the planets, the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom, the weight of each vertebrae in your back. All of these harmonics are mathematical multiples that tie in to all of nature. That's very cool. I want to take a little break now and play a recording from Tom Kenyon. He does some really cool channeling of higher beings. Here he's actually channeling Raphael. And it just gives you a really good example of some different sounds that can be done with the voice. So let's listen to the sounds of Raphael, but we're going to start it right at 13 minutes and 51 seconds and go to the end. So enjoy the sounds of Raphael from Tom Kenyon. Okay. So let's continue with some sounds. So the next sound that you can make is human sound. You could do like baby sounds, wah, wah, or crying. It's interesting how those sounds trigger different emotions. You can also do humming, and or even wailing, or like you could do the wolf sound. I found that has been really helpful when people are needing to grieve. You can do the wailing, and it can actually really trigger some good grief, where people can drop into their grief finally when they need to actually express it. There's also animal sounds. There's a full range of animal medicine that and totems that you can draw in. I mean, there's great books on the medicine from animals. And it's also really good to find what animals you resonate with. I really like the hummingbird, the joy, and I mean, there's the owl. I just love owls too. So you can often work with animal sounds to bring in different energies. So you might do the owl. Which is actually very similar to a deer. I have to tell you, I was actually, when I first moved into my house here, there's deer. There's like a dozen deer almost every day in my yard. And when I was moving in, I was really upset with the movers because they were late, right? And I'm on the phone, like, where the hell are you, right? And I turn around, and 10 feet from me, there's a baby deer, and the deer goes, I'm like, whoa. And so I'm still like on the phone upset. And I'm thinking, okay, the deer's going to run away because I'm upset on the phone, right? And I turn around. The deer's come 5 feet next to me. And he goes again. He goes, So now whenever I see the deer, I just saw him like an hour ago. I walk by. It's like I just do those sounds. And they start eating the grass again. They just bend down and keep eating. They don't even run. I can walk like 10 feet next to them and they don't run at all because they just love those sounds. It really relaxes them. Very cool. Of course, there's dolphin sounds. You can do that. You can try these also as we go. Or the right? Or the whale sounds. I really like the whale sounds. Or you can do kitty sounds. Kitty's ears are perked now. Or ruff, 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 ruff. Or birdie sounds. Tweet, 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 tweet. Or ka, 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 ka. So it's fun to play with all different types of sound and really get tuned in so those sounds come through you too, instead of just having to make them up, right? Very cool to play with those sounds and tune into them, okay? You can also do musical intervals. You could do this interval, ooh, ha, or ooh, ha, ooh, ha, or you can do a frequency sweep with the interval. That that's the musical third, that is the most common interval for children. It's a very good one to use with kids as because of that, because it's like the main interval that kids come up with. And so those are good for also for moving energy, because, you know, when you're working on the body, you're really, the ultimate goal is to get flow happening. So intervals, and especially a sweep of interval, can really be very cool. Okay. Let's see. Oh, then you can do half tone or flat sharp singing, like in Vedic or Hindu chanting. I'm not very good at this, but let me give you an example. Gives you an idea, at least. Also, you know, I've had people, had this one woman that was doing a voice healing on someone, and she got this download to sing a song. And the woman goes, "Oh my God, that's the song that my parents sang to me when I was a child. That's the song that was the lullaby that my mom sang to me," right? But what's really cool is to find a person's soul song. Or to find your own. Very cool, really cool. It's where you really get it is when you're just totally in the zone. So when you're just totally in the zone, totally relaxed for whatever reason, whether you've gotten a massage or just, you know, just had some experience that brought you there, sound healing or love will do it, right? And then sometimes you can hear it. It's really a really good time. And then you can also do the gibberish and the light language that we did before. Okay. Let's listen to another recording of some interesting voice. This is Sylvina channeling her voice and singing. And I actually did all the keyboard parts after she actually did the singing. So those were added afterwards. So let's listen to Sylvina starting at 10:42. Okay, enjoy this.
Namah. We are love. We are love. You are love.
Wow. So the next step is to then focus any of these sounds on your body. So you could focus mentally, just send any of these sounds that you feel are right or that come through you for any part of the body. So if you have a lower back, you might do, there's two ways you go. You can actually harmonize and do a sweet sound, or you can break it up. So, you know, and there's a million sounds in between all the sounds we've been talking about. I mean, once you get out of the way, spirit might make any sound, right? I forgot to mention, you can also channel different higher beings through your voice as well. You could channel archangels, ascended masters. I mean, there's a full range. A really good one is to get the highest being in the universe that's the very best at working on what you have going on. So if you have a lower back problem, you might do, oh, I think my back was bothering me a little bit this morning, so this is very real. If you focus your attention on it, you will get that energy at your lower back. I mean, if you're working on somebody else, you could actually get right down and put, I mean, you could even put your lips right on the back, you know, but you could, a lot of people say to not get too close so you don't invade their space. So you get like maybe 9 inches away. But you can just do it on yourself from a distance and simply focus your attention there. Or say you're working on your adrenals, and the adrenals are normally fried, right? They're like quite fried. So you simply focus your attention on them and send them. You don't need to fry them anymore, right? They don't need activating. They need calming down. So it'd be more like, I'm doing a higher frequency because the adrenals are pretty small. So they actually are going to resonate at a much higher frequency. Small things are high frequency, technically, physically. And big things are lower frequencies. Although if you do an octave below or an octave above, you can still access things a good amount. So again, adrenals. I'm just intuitively going to the frequency that I feel is right for them. Or you could do, say you got a pain in the neck. It would be like this. I've got a little bit of pain from chronic pain in my neck. So I'd be doing something like this. It's nice to move a little bit when you do it too. If you have chronic pain throughout the body that's kind of systemic, where it's not in a specific spot, what you could do is just a really beautiful harmonizing sound. Good is when you have a problem with an endocrine gland, and generally you can feel it buzzing a little bit. So if you're working on your thymus, which is about your immune system, and also it's the portal to universal love, you can just tune right into it and focus on it and go, your thyroid. Just focus on your throat and make a sound. You can feel it vibrating when you get the note right. That's really effective for the thyroid. Again, you don't have to get the frequency or pitch perfect. It's nice if you do. You don't have to get the tonality perfect. If you just send a positive intention and a consistent tone, which are the vowels, we're normally doing the vowels, then you're getting that consistency in that part of the body. What's really cool is when you can activate the pituitary and pineal glands. And open your third eye. My kitty's just loving this. You can also do a little vibrato or a little tremolo, which is just up and down in volume. It's always nice to find a rhythm that feels comfortable for you. Because everybody has their own natural rhythm. Another way that you can manifest your voice or use your voice to do healing is really just to express yourself. Express how you're feeling. So this is how I've been feeling today. Very cool to teach children to be able to express themselves that way. It's really cool just to be able to play with others in your family or with friends and express yourself. It's like, how are you feeling today? Right? It's very, very cool. But it's also even fun to make the sound of your day. Okay, here was the sound of my day. This is when I woke up. And then throughout the day, again, the more you play with your voice and make just silly, bizarre, weird, fun sounds, the more spirit has avenues to come through you, right? If you learn, if you don't learn how to overtone sing, spirit's not normally going to use that, right? But if you try all the different sounds there are and just get really good at making a full range of fun sound, whether in the shower, in the car, just a full perspective. Not only is that good for your body because you're getting the widest perspective of vibrations, but it's also really good for when you start channeling spirit through your voice and you just let go and get out of the way. And then ultimately, you make the sound of source energy completely. The energy and intention you bring to it is the most important of all. You can do anything with your intention. When you add sound, it's doubly effective. That's the deal. That means you could heal anything. Technically, it's true. And as you practice, and as we get to a higher and higher level of consciousness, ultimately we will be able to heal ourselves and others. So hold that intention through the rest of the evening, the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes, where it is a done deal. And so it is. Thanks for listening and take care.